કવિ વિવેચક નિરંજન ભગતે થોડાક વર્ષો પહેલાં અંગ્રેજ કવિ કીટ્સ વિશે અંગ્રેજીમાં એક વ્યાખ્યાન આપ્યું હતું. એનો એક મહત્વનો અંશ અહીં રજૂ કર્યો છે. આ આખા વ્યાખ્યાનની સીડી તૈયાર કરવામાં આવી છે. આવી 10 સીડીમાં આ વ્યાખ્યાન ઉપરાંત વ્યાખ્યાતાના ગુજરાતી, અમેરિકન, ફ્રેન્ચ, ગ્રીક અને લેટિન કવિઓ વિશેના અન્ય 9 વ્યાખ્યાનો પણ છે. આ 10 સીડીના સંપુટની કિંમત રૂપિયા 350 છે. આ સંપુટ મેળવવા માટેનું સરનામું આ પ્રમાણે છે: નવભારત કોમ્યુનિકેશન, 202 પેલિકન હાઉસ, ગુજરાત વેપારી મંડળ પાસે, આશ્રમ રોડ, અમદાવાદ 380009.
That's why some announcement was there in the papers. I think they are very unusual form. So, we have read Keats. Almost all the major poems of Keats we have read, excepting the narrative, longish poems. All the words we read, La Belle Dame, some else. Now, here is the most ambitious poem of Keats, I believe, where he aims at an epical height. Of course, it's a failure. The poem is a failure. That's the word one has to use about this poem, because it's a fragment. And twice he tried and twice he had to give up. Had he survived, perhaps he would have made a third attempt. But these speculations are all this guesswork, this surmising, has no meaning whatsoever. What Keats would have done, what he would have written, had he lived, would he have been a Chaucer, would he have been a Shakespeare, would he have been a Milton, has no meaning. You have to accept the fact that he died before he could proceed in the direction which he has indicated in writing. So that's what we are going to talk about. That he comes to write this poem at the very end of his life. And it is a fragment only because he had no time. That took him away. And so he could not, whatever he must have promised to himself, or whatever he must have visualized or envisaged, when it is left incomplete, uncompleted, we do not. Since there are two versions, it means Keats was not sure. Otherwise he would have proceeded with the first version. But we are going to talk about it as to why he revised them. The reasons are there and we will look into them. There are more than one reasons and we will look into some of them, not all. So there are two selections, one from each. The first is called, the title of the first version is called Hygiene. And there are three books, two complete books, and the third book is incomplete. He gave it up before he could complete the third book. Maybe he had 10 books in mind. The very fact that he calls it book one, book two, book three means Milton is at the back of it. And when he revises, he calls it Canto 1, Canto 2, which means Dante is at the back of it. Because in Milton's epics, they are divided into books. The story is distributed under the title book, while in Dante it is Canto. So here is something from a few selected lines from Hyperion. The second version is called The Fall of Dante. Even the title is revised. Not that it has much significance, but these two versions bear different titles. One is called Hyperion, and these are selected lines selected from book two. We'll summarize all the three books, but I'll first read these lines which we have selected here, because there are some very significant lines. My voice is not a bellows unto my. Yet, listen, he who will, whilst I bring proof, how he perforce must be content to sleep. And in the proof, much comfort will I give, if he will take that comfort in his truth. We fall by course of nature's law, not force of thunder or of joy. Now fall, the word fall is there. So the poem is about the fall. Because Milton's Paradise also is about the fall. Twofold fall it's about. Not only the fall of Adam and Eve, but the fall of Lucifer. Before Adam and Eve fell, Lucifer, the archangel fell. So he has the fall, the theme of fall at the back of his mind, because he's attempting an epic poem. He had attempted in the Chaucerian tradition or in the Drydenist tradition or in any other narrative tale tradition earlier a few poems like Isabel or like the Eve of St. Agnes. But this time it is in blank verse. It's not in couplets. Endymion was in couplets. It is a Greek thing. Isabella is an Italian thing. It was in Spenserian structure. But for the first time he has attempted a poem in blank verse. And the second version is superb. There is nothing like it. Outside Milton there is nothing like it in English. Wordsworth is there, but it is lyrical blank verse. And Browning and Tennyson are tame compared to Keats. They also have blank verse poems. But he comes nearest to Milton. Outside Milton, there is nothing like the second version, that's a fall of Titanic in English narrative language. Shakespeare is dramatic language. Wordsworth is lyrical language. Milton is narrative language. And Milton is a master, unsurpassed. But one who comes nearest to Milton, in all the attempts that have been made in narrative language in the history of English poetry, is Keats's The Fall of Titanic in the second. So, here is the first version, and in these selected lines, the most significant lines are, we fall by force of nature's law. Now, the next selection is, so on our hills a fresh perfection treads, a power more strong in beauty, born of us and fated to excel us. So, there is a power which is born of us and is to excel us. That's our faith. So we fall, and we must fall gladly. We must accept this very gladly. That's what he suggested, because it is perfection, a fresh perfection. We'll look into the details and the implications of these phrases and lines later. So on our hills, after we fall, that is, we means the gods. So on our hills a fresh perfection treads, follows, a power more strong in beauty, that is Greece, that's a Christian touch, more strong in beauty, born of us and aided to excellence. And the climax is this, this is Keats's credo, this is Keats's mantra, this is Keats's motto, this is Keats's faith. That's the best one. This is Keats's poetic faith. For it's the eternal law that first in beauty should be first in might, in power. Who should rule the world? Who should govern the world? Who should lead the world? Who should lead is the best. Who should lead the world? Those who are first in beauty should be first in mind. This thing is further explored in the second version, and the selected lines are selected, but we'll wait before we take them up. Analytics are there. There are two categories of leaders. One is the poets and the other is the analytics. Whatever you want to call it. Call them priests, call them politicians, and they have limitations, very serious limitations, and they have harmed the world more, or humanity more than they have helped it. That's Keats's poetic faith. We'll come to it later.